August 20th, 1905. Grace assumes as many images around the soul, for as many as are the divine perfections and virtues. This morning, on coming, Blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, if in all of her actions the soul does everything for God and to please God alone, grace enters into the soul from all sides, just as the light of the sun enters from all sides into a house when balconies, doors, and windows are open, and one enjoys all the fullness of the light. In the same way, the soul enjoys all the fullness of the divine light. And through the correspondence of the soul, this light keeps increasing always until she becomes all light. But if she does otherwise, the light enters through the cracks, but in the soul everything is darkness. My daughter, to one who gives me everything, I give everything. And since the soul is not capable of receiving my being altogether, grace assumes as many images around the soul, for as many as are my perfections and virtues. So, it assumes the image of beauty, and it communicates the light of beauty to the soul. The image of wisdom, and it communicates the light of wisdom. The image of goodness, and it communicates goodness. The image of sanctity, of justice, of fortitude, of power, of purity. And it communicates the light of sanctity, of justice, of fortitude, of power, and purity. And so with all the rest. So the soul is studded not with one sun, but with as many suns, for as many as are my perfections. And these images are present around each soul. Only, for those who are open and correspond to them, they are all in activity, working. For those souls who are not, they are as though asleep, and little or nothing can they use of their activity.